Metadata has the power to transform your organization and the key relationships you have with authors, editors, and clients. If you work in publishing, chances are good you've heard this counsel before. As digital transformation accelerates, the power of metadata multiplies and opportunities flourish. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally. On Tuesday, 21 April at 11 EDT Eastern Time, New York Time, or 1600 BST in the UK, CCC and ALPSP invite you to attend an online discussion and webinar, the Metadata Power Hour. Experts from scholarly publishing and research institutions will share insights and experiences that will put the power of metadata to work for you. Joining the panel is Dr. Ian Singh, a principal consultant with Copyright Clearance Center, who is on the line from London. Welcome to the program, Ian.
Thank you, Chris.
So I know you have talked, and we have talked together at London Book Fair and elsewhere a lot about metadata, Ian, but tell us what the focus of this talk on the 21st of April is going to be.
Well, I think that the big thing that all of the speakers you're going to hear from in the webinar is how metadata can be made to be fit for purpose and how we can overcome some of the barriers that organizations face in starting to pull metadata projects together. Now, the consensus across a lot of the panelists, and being honest, this reflects opinions across the industry that we've heard too, is that metadata is hard. And actually, this is getting in the way of making real progress with metadata projects. There's a fear of how it's hard and how that contributes in some quarters to a sort of paralysis that means it's difficult to start getting things off the ground.
Well, to be afraid of metadata, that's really quite a concept. Explain that. Why would it be the case that people are seeing metadata as a barrier rather than what you believe it is, which is an enabler?
I think there are probably lots of reasons. And one of the ways I think it starts is how definitions don't necessarily help. So you've got the classic definition of how metadata is data about data. Now, for me, that's too ephemeral. And then there's the maybe more dramatic reference to it as a love note to the future. And that's probably overselling it. And this starts to make people think, well, what is this that I'm dealing with? What am I getting into? And the real challenge, and I'm going to be totally honest here, I think this definitional point is a real problem. Now, I'm going to put my cards on the table and say I don't have an answer for this yet, and we're probably not going to get to a definitive answer come 21st April. But I think once we acknowledge this, we really need to focus on starting to look at mitigation factors and starting to get past some of that inertia that's getting in the way of success.
Well, it's interesting, Ian. I think that definition sounds like it's definite, but if I understand metadata, it is always developing. It is never finished. The work continues on into the future. So how do you think the panel is going to manage to make that point, to get people more comfortable with this notion?
Well, I know that there are a number of perspectives that are certainly going to come out from my fellow panelists, from Crossref, BMJ, Ubiquity Press, and the University of London. And a lot of that focuses on making what metadata can do for you real, moving away from that ephemeral notion and getting to some tangible examples of how it works for publishers and businesses. And that, for me, is really important. You know, across all the many, many years I've been in the field, I found metadata projects are a lot like many other technology projects, where the biggest risk to them is putting the technology in front of the business need. And while the classic build it and they will come works some of the time, it's something that does put some real risks in the path of project success. So for me, it's got to be about business benefits and showing either a direct opportunity that a business can exploit or finding a pain point where the application of metadata can make life easier. And indeed, there are some instances where that's two sides of the same coin. If you can remove pain and simultaneously open up an opportunity, then that's a great place to be.
So how do you think the webinar discussion is going to help make clear that link that goes from metadata to helping the business work?
I think the great thing about the panel is that we've got journals, books, libraries, and scholarly communications perspectives all there. And from CCC, we're going to pick out some examples of real-world challenges that we've encountered and worked with. looking at how business problems like audience figures, business efficiency, and critically providing high value content can all be addressed by being smart about how metadata can be applied. So what do I mean by this? Let's just take a look at some real problems. Audience figures for content might not be as good as they should be. Budgets might be under threat because there are questions about how productive a team really is. And revenue may be ebbing away from content because of competitor activity and the commoditization of information. And with your background in news, Chris, I think that one really must certainly resonate.
Well, indeed it does. And certainly the news business can use a lot of help right now, Ian. But do you have a few quick tips on ways that metadata can grow audiences?
Sure. So if audience figures are low, unhide your content. Often audience figures are low simply because finding it is hard. So if you make it more logical for people to find content and navigate to the content that they're interested in, it becomes easier. And this is a real issue because if you think about the world of open access that we're moving into, this means authors and funders are going to get picky about where they publish their content. So making it discoverable, decorating it with aboutness metadata, this all means content gets to be surfaced much more easily without having to rely on the challenge of getting users to write that perfect query.
And the impact can be not only for external audiences, but for internal ones as well, for inside the organization as much as for its customers and relationships outside.
And that is a really important point, Chris. If you can use your metadata to interpret your content inside your organization, you can track where content has been used and reused. And this is often understated. Yeah, obviously, success often looks like selling more books, delivering more content. But a critical enabler of this is often internal efficiency. So we helped a training publisher where there was realistically a lot of content overlap, assess their portfolio, spot duplicates and near duplicates, and instead of their people endlessly reinventing the wheel, where it was appropriate to have a single source of truth, we enabled them to have one and to reuse it. And in this instance, they went from a situation where their creators were often having to go through the frankly soul-destroying process of recreating pretty much the same thing time and time again. Over the first year of them really using it, they get to a position where 30% of their content was reused. And this is demonstrable and reportable because they stored all this metadata. So as well as making them more efficient, it really helped them in budget lobbying because they could point straight at the efficiency gain and show some ROI.
Well, this is really powerful then, Ian, because along with changing processes for the business, you're saving souls as well. But I guess where it comes down to is that metadata really transforms an entire business.
I think it's very exciting. By interrogating your content and wrapping the right sort of metadata around it, you really can transform your business. So, you know, I've got a lovely example that I like to use. The instance of a business-to-business publisher who provided risk information. And by that, I mean things like kidnapping of business people in Latin America, piracy in West Africa, that sort of thing. And they were mainly publishing newsletters. And predictably, online information over the last 20 years or so was really hitting them with competition. And what they did is they decorated it with quite simple location and type of event metadata and transformed what had been a very 20th century newsletter offering into a much, much more contemporary data offering, which was inherently much more valuable to sectors like the insurance industry. And what was most interesting about this whole process was there was some real editorial resistance. They went and questioned as to why we were asking them to validate their metadata, saying things like when they read something about a car bomb in Baghdad, they felt, and this is important, they used this phrase, it should be obvious to any intelligent human that this was in Iraq and Iraq was in the Middle East. And that's the whole point. With metadata, often the real reader of it is not the human, it's a machine. And if you help get your content to be more machine readable, it opens up all of these possibilities in terms of interoperability and really more valuable content.
Well, we appreciate your perspective and your insights. We've been speaking with Ian Singh, Principal Consultant with Copyright Clearance Center, and a preview of the upcoming webinar, The Metadata Power Hour. Ian, thank you so much for joining me on the program.
It's a pleasure as always, Chris.
We'll remind listeners that on Tuesday, the 21st of April at 11 o'clock Eastern Time and 1600 in the UK, CCC and ALPSP invite you to attend an online discussion and webinar, the Metadata Power Hour. Experts from scholarly publishing and research institutions will share their insights and experiences, and that will put the power of metadata to work for you. To register, visit alpsp.org. Thanks for listening. For Copyright Clearance Center, I'm Christopher Keneally.